Check.
Let's see. Today's August 11th. August 11th, 2002. The interviewer is Lamont Antio. What community are we in, Mr.
What community are we in?
Yeah, the name of the community.
Well, this is Cordova Plaza.
Okay.
It's about 20 miles west, southwest of Trinidad, Colorado.
Okay. And what county is this?
This is Los Animas County.
Okay. Is that the biggest county in Colorado? That's pretty big.
I think it is, probably. It's one of the biggest counties in the nation. It is the sheriff's department are always understaffed. They patrol this, I don't know exactly what the square miles are, but yeah. They usually complain about only having six or eight deputies to patrol the whole county.
Wow.
This county runs almost to Springfield.
Yeah. So that makes this county interesting because it's like half plains and half mountains.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. And what is your name, please?
My name is
okay.
Donald L.
Okay. And your address is?
My address is
okay. And what was your birthplace?
My birthplace was in Canyon City.
Oh, really?
Colorado.
Okay. And how long did you live there a while when you were a kid, or when did you move around this area?
I came to this area as a young boy when I was 15 years old and okay. Started to work on the local ranch. In fact, we're very close to it right now. It was a Parsons Land and Cattle Company.
Okay. Did you have any relationship with this area beforehand?
No.
None of your people?
None at all.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
My date of birth was June 3rd, 1928.
Okay. And that was in Canyon City. What county is that in?
That's in Fremont County.
Okay. How far is that from here?
Do you know where the state penitentiary is?
Yeah. Yeah,
it is 36, I would say roughly 36 miles north-northwest from Pueblo.
Okay.
On Highway 50.
Okay.
At the entrance of the Royal Gorge.
All right. Did your family move down here with you, or did they just
No,
stay?
See, my father passed away 2 months before I was born. He was a veteran of the First World War. He came after the war. He lived roughly 10 years. He was spent a lot of time during the war in Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
His job was a guard, one of the guards on the Transcontinental Railroad in Siberia. And when he came home, he, in those days, they called it lung exposure, but it was just weakened lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So after I was born, my mother took me and my older brother, who's 5 years older than I am, and she went down into New Mexico.
Okay.
A place called Fort Sumner.
All right. Yeah.
That's what they call Billy the Kid country.
Yeah.
And then I grew up mostly in central New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Until I was about 12 years old, and then my mother took us kids and moved us back to Canyon City. I spent a while there.
Okay.
And then at the age of 13, I kind of went off on my own, and I've been on my own ever since.
Wow. Was ranching something you were already into at an early age? Or?
I learned to, we grew up in, like I say, in the south central New Mexico, down on the Pecos River,
mm-hmm.
right across